bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broader than Broadway. I'm holding my mic, and I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a Dylan myself. Everybody, and it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah, what time is it? It's time for your pal, Get Wood with Jess Wood. Hi, babies. Hi, everybody. Hello, and welcome. I know I can't seem to not hold a microphone. I just love holding the goddamn microphone. Hi, everyone. Hello, lovers, friends who wish to be lovers, and lovers who wish to be friends. How are ya? As you can see, I'm utilizing my or if you're just on audio, what are you doing with your life? I am utilizing the ring light, because guess what? It's more flattering, and that's what we want. We want to thrill you, and hey guys, hey friends, kids, gang, witches, warlocks. My eyes are here, okay? My eyes are down here, so you know where to focus. Speaking of which, hey, thanks to everybody who had just complimented my tatas last week. It's so nice. You know, they say that you start to disappear and become invisible at a certain age, and I'm here to tell you, not if you keep your tatas out. Nope, it's the opposite. You get more attention. It's true. And sometimes, you know, I get called some older names or what have you, but you know what I like? To be called a stepmom. Because what are stepmoms doing out there right now? They're starring in the porn. That's right. If you all screamed out, porn, you were correct. So thank you so much to anyone and everyone who's ever decided that they thought I was resembled of a stepmama. So speaking of mamas who are, hey mamas, who are coming of age, no, ladies of a certain age, I would love to start today's show out with chatting about the original Queen Bee. That's right. I said it. Ms. Lul Kim. Okay. Stand by. Let's chat about it, okay? If you don't know, well, now you know. Hit it. I'm going to tell you. If you don't know, well, news has it that Lul Kim is dating a guy who is 24 years old, and Lul is 49 years old, and the internet is going crazy, and they're like, Auntie, no, Auntie, stop it. It's not a good look, Auntie, and I'm here to shut all that down. Excuse me, it's your Auntie Jess talking to you right now. first of all, completely hypocritical of this fucking society. Are you kidding me? With all the men who date young ladies. I mean, young, like not legal, young. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to put it in weird, breathy sentences and words for you to understand what I'm talking about. 24 years old, there's something very delicious about it. I have to tell you, because I know, because I'm one of those gals who, well, let's just say I also lean into the 20-year-old something year old, not 20, but 23, 24 and up. Yes, please and thank you. Why? Well, don't start judging me. Are you judging the men that date younger? Are you saying to them, oh my God, what is it? You can't get women your own age. You can't find a woman your own age. Is that what you're asking the men who are also dating way younger than their age? Are you? Are you? Because if you are, then go ahead, sis, bro, whoever you are, ignoramus. Because guess what? It's got nothing to do with nothing. You know what all that bullshit, patriarchal, white supremacist, that's right, I'll say it, ideals about like relationship, the man, the woman, come on. They, those fools, have this weird idea that women don't get sexier as they get older. think I have to differ. And guess what, Lil' Kim? If you want to go and get yours from a young gentleman who has given it to you right. I mean, look at Lil' Kim. Why are we hating on her? She got the short end of the stick. Well, first of all, she's lucky to still be alive. But really, she was the mistress with Biggie. She didn't get married. She's been kind of tossed out. And listen, if it weren't for her, we all know, if it weren't for Lil' Kim, there'd be no Cardi B. There'd be no Sexy Red. There'd be, you know, no one would be able to rap about their buttholes being brown. You know, my booty hole's brown. Have you heard Pound Town? Have you been to Pound Town recently? I guess I should really ask. So let's look at this just one more time real quick. If we're going to go so hard in on ladies, like, oh, what's the matter? You can't find somebody your own age to date. Oh, what's the matter? You're not mature enough. Listen, I told you the story about the gentleman who did not have an easy time of it the evening that we were intimate and ended up in the hospital. And I'm not saying that young men can't end up in the hospital, but it's probably not as common. So let's lay off Lil' Kim. Let's look into some other stuff that's going on that seems to be way worse. I mean, who cares about her sex life? Let her be. Queen, be. Living her best life. Excuse me. Who is going to... And also, all these young people act like they're not going to get old. You better hope you get old. You want to just lay in a pine box right now or be cremated and sprinkled around a thing? You don't want to. You want to live this life. This life is wildly fun. It's also beautifully tragic. In a lot of ways, it's funky and crazy. But you know what? Rather be here experiencing it. It's a waking dream, y'all. It's a waking dream. We don't even know if this is all real. So if she wants to date half her age, God bless. That's what I have to say, because that's what I do, and I'd be awfully hypocritical if I did not think that it was okay. It's a wonderfully okay, because again, nobody's judging the dudes. They're like, look at Fulio, old Orange Puff, with his young lady. I could talk a whole bunch. Listen, I go down TikTok rabbit holes, so don't even mess with me about what I think is going on out there and who's been with who for too long. And oh my God, they met when she was 12 and ooh, she was 14 and all that stuff. And even poor Justin Bieber. Poor Justin Bieber. Did you hear his song? It's a cry for help. Got lost myself at a Diddy party. I'm not even joking you when I say these things. Yes, this is a jokey, hilarious. This is a hilarious show, but... there's no joke, poor little Bieber baby. Oh my God. All right, so leave Lil Kim alone. Leave Lil Kim alone. If she wants to date young, let her. It's wonderful. I love a young man. And you know, if you know, you know, but I'll tell you if you don't. I have this wild idea, because people ask me all the time, why, Jess, why? Not just for the virile, you know, dun-da-da-dun, but also because I was thinking, you know, why am I attracted to all these very young, luscious gentlemen? And then I figured, oh, it might be all my abortions are coming back to date me. I know. It's really full circle if you think about it. Like, yes, sir, it's very warm. Stay the night. It's your original home. Please come back. Thank you. That's been my public service announcement about law. And let's continue on the Gen Xers, okay, shall we? Because I think they are fun and they are funny. And yes, we are a good time. Look at these cherry earrings. You know, I always talk about how they are from the Epstein Island collection, and they're available at Claire's. So on to Lenny Kravitz. Did you see his workout video last week? I'm like, I'm biting a knuckle. It was so hot. He worked out, which of course he works out. Have you seen that gentleman's body? Good Lord. He is close to 60 years old, I believe. He was in leather pants and a mesh half shirt, muscle shirt. Doing like a bench press with a lot of weights on it, but also a sit-up at the same time. So he was holding a bar of weights and then the sit-up and then leather pants, mesh shirt, just wow, pow, 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 pow. I mean, oh my goodness. Now there's somebody that might be a, I wouldn't kick out of the sack. You know what I mean? So silly. I think my mom used to say that. Oh God, Jesse, I wouldn't kick him out of bed. That's attractive, but it's true. Like I wouldn't. He is gorgeous, gorgeous, and to be working out in leather pants, it's just so goddamn tough. You know what I mean? Like we grew up on the Fonz, right? That's right. I'm talking about Fonzie, and Fonzie always had his leather jacket on. I totally thought about this when I was watching Lenny Kravitz with his fucking leather pants. The Fonz never took that leather jacket off, even when he was water skiing. And I know this is when it all jumped the shark, but when he jumped the shark, when he was water skiing, so that meant when he was in the water, he had his jacket on, the leather jacket. And he was a small Jewish man, Henry Winkler. He's still with us. But, you know, he himself admits, I did not think I was going to be a cool guy sex symbol. I was a 5 foot, you know, something Jewish guy. From New York. And we all just thought he was the bee's knees. The original queen bee's knees. Z's. So leather pants for Lenny Kravitz, leather jacket for the Fonz, and leather Tuscadero, the Fonz's girlfriend Pinky's little sister who rocked in a rock band. Do we all remember this? I hope. If you do, you better go get your blood work done. I love that we could grow up on demolition derbies and then not have to do demolition derbies, right? I mean, maybe there were a couple people that raced in the streets and stuff like that in LA and the surrounding. But why I say this is because we were already doing stuff that was like, you know, we were climbing up on people's roofs and we were in the streets and we were just like running about because we weren't watched in the olden days, I was going to say. But we're just not weak, you know, we're not weak. We're pretty tough. And I think the toughness, it gets in the way sometimes. And I know for me, I'm like, leave her alone. Like you know, how I feel about the Lil' Kim thing, very tough, but also, oh my God, Lenny, so hot. The Gen X, we are not weak. We are not weak. We would break bones and have to wrap them up ourselves. We would cut ourselves in the streets and have to pour hose water on it. You know, if we were thirsty, we drank from the hose. Someone the other day was asking, did anybody care about water? You know, back then, was anyone drinking water at all? No, no one drank water. No one thought about water. No one drank water. There was a lot of, I remember Tab. That was a big soda that came when I was a little older to understand what a soda was. There was a Tab soda and it was completely, well, as my mom said, it's chemicals, Jesse. It's chemicals and it kills rats. And then she took Dexatrim in order for her to stay thin because Tab was a diet. How did we get on Tab? Because we're not weak. We're very strong. And I think that's why we go crazy sometimes. I think that's why we go crazy. Like if you look at the ages of the people who are at the insurrection, oh dear, this is not an excuse for them. They should all be arrested and put behind bars. Horrifying. Yeah, that was like our age. The Karens and the Kevins that go and go crazy around me. Yes, yes, people are. I mean, it's really sad. I get really, but then I think, you know, we were raised like monster animals. We were just put out to the pasture. So how do the animals feel when they get old and they start to lose it? And they're like, and then they go, you know, a cow goes and attacks a car or something. And we are the equivalent of that. Look at your notes, for Christ's sakes. I am so excited to tell you that I had like the most, let's go to art now, okay? Because we've been to the, culturally, we're doing great because we've talked about the hip hop, we've talked about sexism, and let's talk about art for a second, okay? I am so happy. Listen, if you live in a city where they have museums and art galleries and music and theater, can you go? Because I feel like I really have to push myself to go. Does anybody feel like that? And you, I see some people in here. You all live in cities where they have things like this. Do you feel like you really have to make like a serious effort to go? Because I do. And I hate to say that, but it's really true. I have to, you know, make a whole plan and do a whole thing with people. I'll meet you at the galleries in Chelsea. So that's what I did with my friend Shan. And hey, shout out to Shannon. What's up, Shannon? And oh yeah, we had a good time. But before we had a good time, boy, we were mad about New York. And we were mad about like new New York. You know, we were like, old New York rules. This neighborhood was a murder capita. You know, like, oh God, there were transvestite hookers. And that's what they called them then. So don't come for me. And they came and they were at your car, rain, sleet, or snow, like the postmen these hookers were. They were goddamn not weak. Yeah. And this neighborhood, man, people were murdered right at this time. So anyway, now there are all these tourists and they were just awful. And they were just coming at us and around us and near us. And I was like, I'm not even near anyone. And how do they make it towards me? Anyway, so we were very angry. Listen, we have some anger issues. We're all working on them. I hope we try. Anyhow, so we get past it and we're like, God, I miss old New York. I miss old New York. So then we go to the galleries and we the first gallery we wander into is because these black and white photographs are in the windows. And one of them is these beautiful white girls, like German, almost no titties, just some pasties on the nipples and a dog collar that attaches them while they kiss. And I was like, hey, we got to go in there. And it was portraits from Chelsea Hotel. Yeah, the Chelsea Hotel. Before they renovated it, now apparently it's $600 a night for a room there. Whereas it used to be like $60 a month to OD there. You know what I mean? So the really times have changed here in New York. But we go in and oh my God, I recognize three different people from the photographs. And one's in a mask and one's got her boobs out and one's topless. I mean, it was really amazing to go and wander into some art show. Don't have any idea about it with my pal there. It is wild. There's people with cock rings on and people with like boobers and a peepee, boobers and a peepee, two bits. Like everything going on. Older ladies with this one woman, she had to have been in her 80s and she had a full headdress like a Las Vegas showgirl. And she had the titties out and a Vegas kind of outfit on. I mean, it was outrageous. Older men just naked as a jaybird. A lady that's dressed as a man that's dressed as a lady. It was beautiful, wild, and wonderful. Well, how do you think the rest of the time went in that gallery? The artist was there. The photographer was there. He's this very interesting man. And he comes right up to Shan because she's gorgeous. And he's like, hello, I'm the painter. I don't know why I made him French or a painter. He's actually a photographer and he's Australian, I think. Anyway, we were chatting and I said, oh my God, I can't believe you have Abel up. Abel Ferrara, the director of Bad Lieutenant and all these other movies. Well, I used to... let's just say I worked with him in a capacity and and Abel was in the photo show. And so he said, how do you know Abel? And I said, well, I worked with him in some capacity. And he kind of got what I meant by that. You know, it was the 90s. Nobody really was brave enough to go down to the Lower East Side except for this gal right here. And I'd go and I'd cop a little something for the gun. And then I'd go back to the beautiful West Village and deliver the situations. Anyhow, so he says, oh my God, you know Abel. He said, I moved to New York because of the movie The Bad Lieutenant. I need to pause there just quickly, because if you moved here for the movie, because of the movie Bad Lieutenant, I am so happy you're here. Welcome. Thank you for doing those portraits. Amazing. Because you know what you usually hear about people, why people moved here? I moved here for Sex and the City. I saw Sex and the City and I was like, oh my God, that's so my city. Like, Stiletto heels through subway grates. Yes, please. Overpriced, really small apartments. Uh-huh. Sign me up. Tutus down in the dirtiest of neighborhoods. I mean, of course. So I hated all those people. Also, the people that came for friends. Ooh, God, there's no apartments like that. You can't work at a coffee shop and have an apartment like that. Gah! So this gentleman I moved because of Bad Lieutenant. Welcome. And also, can we be friends? What in the fuck is wrong with you? I love your little off. So, needless to say, my friend and I are going back to see him do an artist talk on the 25th. So, ha! Can't wait to tell you about that situation. Yeah, art. It's amazing. So we left his gallery and we were like, old New York. You know what I mean? Because it was old Chelsea Hotel people, New York, the grit, the fucking yeah, and the yeah. And we continue to move it along. We go to a couple more galleries. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, fun, 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 art, 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 which I recommend that you go. Art, you know, I want to say shout out to art, music, performance, anything that gets your groove. I also want to say, hey, shout out to Fresh Flowers. I'm leaning over, for those of you only on audio, I'm leaning over and I'm showing this beautiful vase of fresh lilies that I did get for the house. There's another bunch in the other room. And I want to make a shout out to Fresh Flowers because here's the thing, y'all. $15 to $20 a month and you also could get a fabulous smell, feel, love to yourself. It's such a beautiful thing to do for yourself, to buy yourself fresh flowers, even if they don't smell, if you're like allergic or whatever, get like one beautiful one. Maybe you only have $4. Go get one gorgeous stem of like a, I don't know, one of those big old daisies, those Gerbers that are of pretty color or something. It changes the whole situation. And so I just want to say shout out to Fresh Flowers, shout out to art. Yeah. So we're walking around Chelsea some more and we're outside of a gallery and this woman is walking towards us and she looks familiar to me. And I go, hey girl, what's up? And she goes, oh, hi, how are you? And I realize as she's speaking back to me, it's Sandra fucking Bernhardt. It's Sandra Bernhardt. And I yank my friend's sleeve and I go, oh my God, fucking Sandra Bernhardt. And she goes, what? And I go, Sandra Bernhardt. And then we both start chanting, Old New York, Old New York, which no, you know, we were just on a tear for the Old New York situation and we kept attracting it. So yes, thank you and good night. So that was a fantastical time as well. Art in Chelsea, art in Chelsea, art, art, art in Chelsea. Hey, speaking of my eyes being down here, a friend of mine reminded me of some t-shirts and postcards that used to go out because we often are talking about, because we don't live in the same state anymore. And like, I always want to send him like a postcard. And he goes, hey, do you remember the postcards? Because it was Honk City outside of my apartment the other day when I was on the phone with him. And I go, oh, welcome to Honk City, right? And then he reminded me, there used to be these shirts with a big boobers in it, no bra, and it just said Honk City and like a lady leaning against a car. Welcome to Honk City. Wah, wah. You know, put them on the glass. That kind of style. Sir Mix-a-Lot. What a genius he is. And so welcome to Honk City. I'm your host, Jess Wood. Womp, womp. I'm a silly goose. Honk, honk. And lastly, the last few minutes that I have here, I'd love to chat with you about a couple of things that I watched this week and, you know, do a couple of reviews. I loved them both, but I really feel like I must have turned into some sort of teenage boy around the week. Now, this sounds sexist to say that. It sounds like I can't hold my own as a lady to want to love these things, but I got to tell you, Punch-Out movie, comic book movie, it usually goes to like a young boy. I was so excited. I watched Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. I can never do his name. Anyway, oh my God. First of all, I don't remember the first one with, you know, the guy. And he was he punched a lot. And he was a puncher. Well, this gentleman, oh my God. First of all, it was funny. It made me go, Oh, yeah. You know, it was kind of mysterious. You didn't know who was doing what, kind of made a couple of corners around the turns. And he was very hot, as well as the Conor McGregor person guy. MMA fighter is a lot of punching. Boy, is there a lot of punch. And Jessica Williams from Remember Jessica from The Daily Show. Really good cast. Really good story. Funny. I don't know why it was so funny. It made me laugh. Oh, it made me laugh. And, but just a lot of punching. So if you don't want to watch a punching, yeah, you don't probably want to watch the Roadhouse movie. But man, oh man, I enjoyed it so much. I didn't know if I'd enjoy it, but you know what? I'm giving myself, what's with the microphone? It's very, you know, last week, I didn't know what to do with my hands. This week, I'm holding the microphone, which it's not built for me to hold. And yet, I'm making myself hold it because you know why? I'm used to holding a mic. As a comedian person, it's a very mic-holdy kind of situation. Oh, speaking of comedian persons, come and see me. There are two special shows that I have coming up. This microphone is cute. Two special ones. May the 3rd, which is a Friday night at 7 o'clock, New York Comedy Club in New York City. And then one in the summer, July 18th. I know that's far away, but if you're coming for a visit, you could come and then you could be at the show. It would be amazing to see you. Anyways, I also wanted to talk about one other movie that I watched. I told you, Roadhouse Punch or Punch You Out. And then the second one last night with the gals. Oh my God. We all gathered around. I can't believe how much I liked it. I really liked it. It was called Glass. Some of you out there are comic book nerds. You know who you are. You know what? It's okay. It's not your fault that your mom didn't let you go outside. I loved Glass. Bruce Willis. Samuel L. Jackson. What's the lady from American Horror Story with the little lisp? I like her. And then there was this gentleman. He's a Scottish guy. Another Scottish guy. I think Conor McGregor's also got McGregor. He's also a Scottish or an Irish. Anyway, this guy, he did like 25 characters in this thing. Anyway, it's all about these three guys who think that they're comic book heroes. They think they're heroes, superheroes. And man, I really liked it. I really liked it. I don't know. Was it a psychological thriller? Was it an action movie? Was it all those things together? Yeah. Was it mental where you're like, are there people in charge that we don't know about? They're higher up that may know more than we do? Well, for sure. Or are they leaking it out slowly to get us prepared for something that we might not be able to handle? Who knows? I feel like, who knows? Art imitating life, life imitating art. We don't know. Which way does it go? Who knows? But I'll tell you what, Glass and Roadhouse, they kept me very entertained this week, very entertained. And I also danced with some strangers. My gal, Alexis, and I, my friend, another wonderful lady friend that I have, and we danced and danced on the boardwalk. There was a gentleman playing the saxophone, and his wife had the speaker, and it was just a jam. And they had James Brown playing on the good foot. So if you hear On the Good Foot and you're somewhere where you're standing, you best start to dance. I mean, I don't know who you are, what you're doing with your life, but if you didn't, I mean, just the, you know how it goes. I don't even have to, wow. So just, we didn't do any splits or anything because you could get a splinter with you doing the splits on that boardwalk. Be careful. But danced? Yes, we did. Did we get on the good foot? Oh, of course. Four good feet. She and I just, it was delicious. So recommended. Couple movies recommended. Go see some art recommended. Buy some fresh flowers for your beautiful ass. And recommended, dance with some fucking strangers. And if you have to, date a younger person, see how it feels. Stop judging, crankies, haters. All right. Ooh, I just ate this. It's supposed to protect the microphone, so thank goodness I ate the protector and not the microphone. Come on, guys. All right, that's enough of that. I love you so much. Listen, don't take it personal if you're not getting text back, because people are having a hard time sometimes. And just do the best you can. Get yourself some flowers. Dance in your kitchen. Go hang out with a friend. Walk to the beach. Oh my God, it's so beautiful here now. The spring has sprung and it is time to take a walk. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a beautiful week. Have a wonderful week. Take good care of yourself. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Just if you're good to yourself and you're good to each other, you're absolutely killing it. I'm so proud of you. And all this hard work you're doing for that goal that you have, you're on your way. It's happening. Just remember it's happening and you're doing it. And I love you. Okay. Well, it's been fun, hasn't it? We have fun. We just have fun. That's all we really want to do. We don't know how long this life is. It could be, I mean, I think I'm on borrowed time if you want to know the goddamn absolute truth. But as long as we're here, let's have a good time. I'll see you next Tuesday. I adore you. Hey, share this with 5 friends. Tag me when you share it in your stories. I have a Cash App and a Venmo. I always put on my show notes. Donate, share, laugh. If you can't do any of that, just enjoy the shit out of yourselves. All right. I love you so much for listening. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.